This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, conservative treatment of shoulder instability in athletes, and finally, a story about dose, response, and efficacy of spinal manipulation for care of chronic low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 468, recorded July 18th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In a prospective observational study, Dickens and colleagues examined the return to sport of 53 contact intercollegiate athletes at the U.S. Military Academy, U.S. Air Force Academy, and U.S. Naval Academy, after an in-session anterior glenohumeral instability event based on whether the initial injury was a subluxation, medical, or dislocation. 8 patients were excluded due to primary posterior events, leaving 45 anterior shoulder instability events for the study. The researchers evaluated the injury factors and patient-reported outcome scores administered at the time of injury to assess the predictability of return to sport and time to return to sport during the competitive season after the injury. Average patient age was 20.7 years, and football accounted for 2/3 of the injuries and instability events. Researchers found that 73% of the athletes returned to sport for either all or part of the season. Of the 27% of athletes who failed to return to any portion of the season, 59% were due to insufficient shoulder function, and 33% were due to injuries at the end of the season. Dickens said dislocation represented 58% of instability events, and the median return to sport for athletes after dislocation was 7 days compared to 3 days for athletes with medical subluxation. For athletes with dislocation, 19% completed the season without subsequent instability event compared to 47% of athletes in the subluxation group. Dickens said athletes with a subluxation were 5.3 times more likely to return to sport after the initial in-season shoulder instability event compared to athletes with dislocations. Of the 33 athletes who returned to in-season sport after an instability event, 63% had recurrent instability, with a mean of 2.5 instability events per athlete per season. Researchers found no difference in recurrence rates between athletes who had subluxation and dislocations. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. There have been no full-scale trials of the optimal number of visits for the care of any condition with spinal manipulation. The Spine Journal recently published a study whose purpose was to identify the dose response response relationship between visits to a chiropractor for spinal manipulation and chronic low back pain outcomes to determine the efficacy of manipulation by comparison with a light massage control. The primary chronic low back pain outcomes were the 100-point modified Von Korff, K-O-R-F-F, pain intensity and functional disability scales evaluated at the 12 and 24-week primary endpoints. Secondary outcomes included days with pain and functional disability, pain unpleasantness, global perceived improvement, medication use, and general health status. The study concluded that the number of spinal manipulation visits had modest effects on chronic low back pain outcomes above those of 18 hands-on visits to a chiropractor. Overall, 12 visits yielded the most favorable results, but was not well distinguished from other dose levels. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Mark Twain. Do not go around saying the world owes you a living. The world owes you nothing. It was here first. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.